How beautiful it is to find someone who asks for nothing but your company. Bridget Nickel.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I am your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we are diving into one of my favorite topics of all time. I'm a little shocked that in 8 years of podcasting that this has not been the topic for an entire episode, and that is the five love languages. Specifically, we'll talk about the intersection of these five love languages with essential oils and aromatherapy. But for those that are unfamiliar, the five love languages is a framework of emotional intelligence revolving around how you perceive and emote love. And it is broken into five basic categories or five basic languages. In other words, how you interpret or express love or feel love the most. So the five examples of this, I want to give an overview real quick before we dive in, if you're unfamiliar, is number one, words of affirmation. So words of affirmation are, you know, when someone gives you a verbal compliment or writes you a letter, that is one way that you perceive or express your love. Number two is quality time. You know, the people who feel most adored when their partner actively spends time with them, you know, one-on-one hangout. Number three, acts of service. This is when your partner may go out of their way to somehow make your life easier, whether it's, you know, bringing you a cup of soup when you're sick, making you coffee in the morning, washing your car, things like that. Number four, gifts. Gifts are, you know, pretty straightforward love language a lot of us are used to. And some people, you know those people, they love giving gifts. It's how they express their love. And if you, when you someone gives you a gift, it can be this really meaningful act of love that you feel from them. And then number five is physical touch. And this is, you know, not just when you think of physical touch as an intimate thing, but, you know, simple hugs, kissing, holding hands, cuddling on a couch, things like that. This is a very common love language, and it's also a very misunderstood love language. So we'll dive into that more in the interview today with a returning guest, Adora Winquest. Again, if you have not read The Five Love Languages, the book by Gary Chapman, I highly recommend it, but you do not need to read that book to get value out of today's episode. We'll dive into the interview in a moment, but first let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. I love this. This recipe comes from our listener, Amy Risley in Edmond, Oklahoma, and her recipe is called Washington State Summer Hike Blend. To make this summer hike blend, add 2 to 3 drops of the following into a diffuser: pine, bergamot, and stress away essential oil. Just diffuse and enjoy. Love this recipe, Amy. I tried this one out and you are so right. It does smell like you are hiking through a forest in Washington State. I love it. Thanks for submitting your recipe. If you out there who are listening want to have your recipe read here on the show to our thousands of listeners worldwide, simply email us your recipe at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with the lovely Adora Winquist, who is the founder of the Soul Institute. She's also the author of the alternative medicine book, Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. She's a meditation expert, modern alchemist, and expert in the field of aromatherapy and crystals. Adora, welcome back to the show. How are you, dear?
Thank you so much, Samantha. It is such a joy to come back here with you again. And I am wonderful. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. And part of that is because I'm talking to you. You are one of my favorite people. And last time you were on the show, you were here for episode 349. And it wasn't until the very end of that episode we discovered that we lived near each other. You live in Asheville. I live in Boone, North Carolina. And so since that time, we've gotten to meet up in real life, which is always like mind-blowing to me when I meet my internet friends in real life. And it was just lovely. So thanks for having me over.
Oh, any time. It was an absolute joy, and to be able to talk about all these wonderful passions that we share in common, and it's like kindred spirits reconnecting.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, I am so excited to dive into today's topic. When you reached out with this being one of your areas of expertise, the five love languages, I got so excited. So for those that are unfamiliar, The Five Love Languages is a book that was published in like the early 90s, and it helps people identify patterns in themselves or patterns in relationships that can cause a lot of misunderstanding, but also a deeper understanding of one another. And that is understanding what your and your partner's love language is. That's it in a nutshell, the best way I could describe it. And I absolutely love the theories around this, and I found it super interesting and helpful as a wife, as a partner, and as a parent with my children too. Uh-huh. So yeah, did I do a good job explaining the five love languages? Does that sound accurate?
You did an excellent job. Excellent. Absolutely. And I think in the most simple terms, we all want more love, right? It's our common language. Right? The language of love is what unites us as one. But then we come to the question, does the fact that we speak the same language, i.e. English or French or Italian or Spanish, really mean that we understand each other? And this is so important because when we think about communication, and in particular with our primary partners, partnerships, spouses, and certainly our family, what happens when we're not communicating on the same wavelength, right? That's where conflict arises. So all the tools that we can bring to ourselves to deepen our experience, our ability to give love, to receive it, to embody it, to me is the way forward for us, because at the end of the day, it is the love that we give and receive that we take with us.
Mm-hmm. So break it down. What exactly are the five different love languages, and what do they have to do with essential oils?
Great. And so I think this is where there is so much opportunity for us to dive in. Because when we're talking about the love languages, we're talking about our emotional language that we communicate in not only verbal ways, but nonverbal ways as well. And we know that love is the strongest force in the universe, right? Books, movies, music are written about it from all these different perspectives. And we will move mountains, cast aside sleep to deepen it. But to understand it isn't always as easy. So if we break down the five main love languages, and I want to start here with, I'm going to start with one of my favorites here. For me, I would say that acts of service are one of the primary ways where I feel like my emotional needs are met in relationship. And of course, when we're thinking about the love languages, we're thinking about the language of our emotions, and we all have emotional needs, right? This one for me is really profound because I tend to juggle a lot in my day-to-day, and I sometimes have a tendency of overbooking or really occupying my time with a lot of business work because I love my work. But with that, we know that there are always opportunities for greater balance. So when my partner does something like picking up one of my household chores, that responsibility, if I'm on a really tight schedule or a deadline, that is so meaningful for me, or making surprise plans for dinner or a concert or even a weekend away. Those acts of service can be so meaningful. But here's something we don't often consider, and this is where I want to talk about one essential oil. When we're looking at acts of service and being able to offer something from the perspective of I'm doing this from my heart to you, right? To create greater ease or
greater flow in your life or a greater blessing. One thing we often forget is about that devotional time to spend with each other or acts of service in that way. And this is where I absolutely love to work with Tulsi essential oil, also known as holy basil. And Tulsi is an oil, an aromatic of great devotion. So it brings us into that connection within ourselves in a way of honoring, and then honoring that depth with our primary partner and our loved one. And so Tulsi is such a wonderful oil to deepen that connection, and how we can be of service in a way that we're not looking for something in exchange for it, right? When we're doing that gesture for our loved one and our partner, having it come from that place of purity within without an expectation that they're going to do something for us in return is very, very powerful and ultimately incredibly fulfilling. So that's number one, acts of service.
And I'm curious, is it typical that a family unit might all have a different love language? Like in the case of my family, I am a words of affirmation girl. Words of affirmation, like when my husband buys me flowers, I'm just like, I don't care about the flowers. Just like, tell me you love me. You know, I could care less. But he's the opposite. He's like a receiving gifts kind of guy. And, you know, me buying him flowers means way more to him than vice versa. It's just like totally different love languages there. My daughter, she is physical touch. You know, she's upset. I can just hug it out with her and she's fine. But my son, like if he's upset and I try to even touch him, he's like, no, like he does not want to be touched. But he's a quality time kid. You know, if he just need to play a game of chess with him and he's fine. Aww. So it's funny that when I look at our family dynamics, it seems like we're all so different. Is that normal?
It's so true, and it's absolutely normal. And so this is where we will often take the first step of understanding our own primary love language or love languages, but sometimes we don't look at the others around us, like our mate or our children, to understand what theirs is. And I have something very similar in my home too. My partner is wonderful with words of appreciation. And for some of us, for those of us that need to have or desire to have our emotional needs met through that, through words of appreciation, it's so powerful, right? Like, I love you. You look beautiful. I'm here for you. I understand you. Because we, at the end of the day, we all want to be heard and seen and felt and understood for who we are authentically. And even though he may very much resonate with words of appreciation, they're not my primary love language. And so we often treat our spouse or our mate with our own primary love language. And if they don't respond in the way that we expect them to, we wonder why. Well, hey, I'm doing this for you, and this is really kind, and all that is true, but it doesn't hit that sweet spot of what their particular love language is. So as we're finding out more about ourselves, understanding ourselves, and starting to be curious about our partners, having conversations, opening conversations like this are so important. And I also like small gestures of receiving gifts, right? Whether it's those flowers or it could be something very simple. My partner was in the military, and so when he would be away on deployment, he would often bring me back a stone from the earth where he was. And to me, that was an incredible gift, perhaps even more desirable to me than a semi-precious stone, although I do like glittery gems as well. So in this case, now, for him, he doesn't really care about receiving gifts. So for those of us that don't necessarily resonate as gift receiving as a primary area, we might have challenges around picking out those wonderful gifts for our mate, or even thinking about what they may be. And so there's two oils that I like to recommend for this, for couples and relationships. One of them is blood orange, and the other one is Arbor Vitae, Tree of Life, because those help to inspire us, our creative thinking, our ability to perceive outside of the box and outside of our own understanding of what we want, really looking at perhaps what the other might look at as a wonderful gift, a meaningful, that does not have a dollar amount attached to it. So the receiving gifts is a very, very unique one. And I think it's important to have that wide perspective of there are many ways to give gifts, and especially handmade ones can be very meaningful for those in our lives too that resonate with that.
Yeah. And what you're talking about here, Adora, is really emotional intelligence. I mean, I think you were using that word earlier. It's one of my favorite words that sort of came out of, I'd say, this last generation of parenting, right? Like, I'd say in the 80s, emotional intelligence wasn't really talked about. Maybe a little in the 90s, 2000s, but it seems like my generation of raising kids, like, this was much more a part of the talk that parents were having. And I'm curious, absolutely, you know, this understanding of the love language is one aspect of having that emotional intelligence about yourself, about your kids, about your partner. I'm curious about essential oils on a broader level. How can they tie in and increase or help us tap into that emotional intelligence more?
So number one, when we think about our decision-making process, it's incredible to know that 95% of our brain focus when we're making decisions comes from our subconscious mind. It is not, our decisions are not made from the conscious perspective, even though we tend to think that we are, right? Because subconscious is what, it's underneath our conscious awareness. And yet every experience we've ever had in our lives has been recorded by our subconscious mind. It's recorded as factual experience. There's no gradation of what may be true, right? Perception drives reality. And another interesting point about this from an emotional perspective is that the subconscious records our life experience through our five senses, including our sense of smell. So think about that, right? All of the environmental experiences, patternings that we've had in our early childhood development stages, everything that we heard and experienced from our parents and in our environment is imprinted on our subconscious, even though we're not aware of it. So there are belief systems, there are patterns of thinking and feeling that are actively projecting and generating our experiences of day-to-day reality, even if we're not aware of them. So we're just going to put that consideration into a parking lot here for a moment. And then we're going to come over to the brain, because it's really important to differentiate the brain and the mind, right? The brain is our supercomputer regulating all of our function that's happening consciously and subconsciously through the nervous system and more, right? All of our thoughts, our emotions, our memories. And then the mind, of course, are the programs that we run upon our supercomputer. So if we look at the mechanism of olfaction, and when we inhale a particular essential oil or synergy, and we make the connection from olfaction, from the olfactory bulb to the brain, and specifically the amygdala and limbic centers that regulate so much of our physiology, mood, memory, and emotion in particular, we see a really powerful ability to not only transform our emotional experience in the moment, a sometimes instantaneous response through the nervous system, but we also see that we can repattern our neural pathways with a continued use, healthy habit practices of using essential oils via inhalation, right? So what we do is we learn how to shift the pattern of our emotional reactions to experiences in our day-to-day reality that may be triggered from events that are held in our subconscious.
Yes,
does that make sense?
I think it does. And I like to sometimes call essential oils a good slap in the face. When you're sometimes when, you know, you're having a freak out or a moment where you're reacting, right? You're reacting in anger or self-loathing or sadness or depression. Like sometimes you just need someone to just like slap you in the face and be like, wake up and like, hold on, just change direction here. And, you know, instead of getting slapped in the face, you can just smell a lovely oil and it pretty much does the same thing. It kind of interrupts that thought pattern and helps you go, oh, yes. Okay, hold on. Let me just take it back a notch and come at this from usually a more loving place. And I think that has to do with that, those scent connections connecting into our deeper limbic system, into our subconscious little, because in our subconscious, I think we all just want to be loved, right? And that's what we're talking about here is love. Like you said, one of the most powerful emotions or the most powerful emotions. And are there any specific essential oils, Adora, that you would sort of attribute to love? That's probably a very loaded question.
Oh, there's so many. But let's actually break it down a little bit further. Because for those of us that are healing from a past loss, it could be grief, it could be an experience of betrayal, it could be an experience of disappointment. Some of the oils that are the best for that are going to be neroli, cistus, rose, and these very heart-centered floral aromatics are wonderful in this regard. If we're looking to enhance our conscious communication, and I always like to add listening with this, because so many of us, when we think of communication, we think of that one way, right, of talking. But listening is such an important part of keeping that balance, to be able to move through conflict and find resolution, to be able to communicate with vulnerability, right, and to open to those deeper levels of expressing and experiencing love. So some of my favorites for conscious communication and listening are lavender. Lavender is the peacekeeper. So if you know that you're having a significant amount of conflict in your relationship, and of course we know that conflict outside of us comes from a place of conflict that is within us. So lavender, coming to a place of reconciliation of those areas within that are, you know, experiencing some level of dissonance is very powerful. So calling upon the peacekeeper, and you know, I love lavender too, even in the boardroom. Let's face it, our relationships of depth also extend into our work, especially when we are doing our, you know, living our path and purpose. So conflict resolution, lavender, the peacekeeper, wonderful to use. Also, chamomile. It could be Roman. It could be German, to be able to speak and listen with grace. Chamomile is a beautiful aromatic of grace. And if you have challenges finding your voice and speaking your truth for these deeper levels of communication, peppermint really has that strength to bring courage to find our voice and speak our truth. So these are some when we're working around communication. And of course, if words of appreciation are important to you or your partner, essential oils in this regard are really incredibly supportive. If we look at physical touch is such an important part of any healthy relationship. And it's important to remember that it's not always intimate touch isn't always sexual in nature, right? There is a sense of intimacy that can come when you pass your partner in the kitchen doing chores, or a back rub at the end of a day, of a long day. So for those that physical touch is that really meaningful connection, my favorite aromatics are the more aphrodisiac, jasmine, patchouli, ginger, ones that help us to ignite that sense of passion within and around us.
I think that physical touch as a love language is so misunderstood and so important to understand. And so for those that haven't read the book, The Five Love Languages, I highly recommend it and to give you a better understanding of these different languages. But the way that I think of physical touch as a love language is I think about babies. I think about infants and how they come into this world and that they thrive on physical touch. That's what they need. It is their first language that they ever know. I have a friend that is a occupational therapist, and she taught me that when you physically touch a baby anywhere on their body, it's sending all of these signals through their nervous system that helps their nervous system develop. It helps their whole body develop. And so just as a small example, if a baby is bottle fed instead of breastfed, and typically bottle fed babies are only held in, like if you're right-handed, they'll be held in the left arm and bottle fed with the right hand. And if you don't intentionally try to even that out and hold the baby in your right arm and hold the bottle in the left, then that one side of that baby's body is going to be way more developed, like neurologically, than the other side, because that is the language that they're speaking and learning, is this love language. And I think it's a beautiful thing to keep in mind with a partner, with a child, is physical touch, intimate touch doesn't have to be sexual. Like you said, it can be so many other things. And it's such an important thing that I think we all crave. I think deep down, we all have physical touch as a core love language somewhere in there because of, I think, the way that we develop as children.
I completely agree. You know, and when we start to look at these love languages or even attachment styles, which are other ways to understand how we bond with others in a loving and harmonious way, we understand that so much of this patterning, like you've just mentioned, comes from how we bonded with our mothers and fathers and primary caregivers. And I love what you mentioned about that physical touch with babies. I remember being in India and seeing mothers with these tiny babies and this vigorous massage that here we would certainly shy away from, because I think that in our culture we touch less and yet we need more. And so we start to look for that connection, that intimacy, that engagement in other ways that may not be as healthy. When if we could sit down and share this quality time, not only with our primary, our spouses or partners, but with our family as a whole, to have more of loving contact, right, in a mindful and present way. And this is really important too, because the last one, the last of the love languages of the five, is spending quality time. And this is really important in a day and age where we are uber dependent on technology. And we see young children, even younger than their teen years, walking around with phones. And this is how they're looking to engage and spend time with each other. And yet we know there is such a tremendous depth that is not possible in this form of engagement, right? There is a lack of fulfillment that comes, not to mention how the brain becomes repatterned with, you know, looking at the TikTok for 15 seconds over again and again and again for prolonged periods of time. And so spending quality time with each other is being fully present, right? Is being mindfully engaged, whether it's that chess game, whether it is having a deeper communication. You know, my 8-year-old said to me last week, she said, "Well, mommy, what is the meaning of my existence?
Wow.
You know, what is all of this for, right? What is the purpose of all this?" And of course, I have to pause to that because it's an enormous question to attempt to answer to a small but brilliant young girl. And in my desire to make the point of connection that we are all connected to something greater, higher power, that divine consciousness, what I came up with was that, you know, every person has a treasure inside of them. And so she said, "Oh, well, what is my treasure?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. It is the journey of your life to discover that within yourself." And in that moment, she made the connection and she said, "Ah, so it is like I'm both the treasure and the treasure hunter." And I thought, well, what an incredibly brilliant extrapolation to make in a moment, right? At any age, but certainly 8. And so there are these precious gems that come from spending quality time with our loved ones that certainly doesn't come from the digital realm. And I think, you know, even when we're talking about essential oils and spending quality time, I say the best place to do that is in nature, and to be able to connect, commune, to witness, whether it's the flowers or the trees or the streams or the salamanders that come from the natural world. It is so deeply connecting and healing for us and allows us to bond deeply in loving and harmonious ways with our loved ones.
Mm-hmm. That's so well said. I agree 100% there. So Adora, I have one more question about the love language and essential oils. And for those that haven't read the book or don't want to, and that, you know, they don't really know what their love language is or their partners, do you have like a universal essential oil that could be used for anyone who is trying to make those deeper connections of love with those around them?
Yes. And so this one I think is great because it's super unisex, and most people really resonate with it. A sandalwood oil, in which of course we want to use in the most reverent and sparing of ways. But sandalwood, because it comes from the heartwood of the tree and oftentimes takes over 3 decades to form in the tree in the very center, is an aromatic that helps us to come to the center within ourselves, to connect not only to the earth, but those higher levels of consciousness, and also into the very depth of our heart space. And I created this very simple and practical breath technique, and I like to call breath work for the modern alchemist. And it's called the Love Code Breath. And this is really important because we all get triggered at some point. And through various ways, whether it's a conversation, a text, an email, something that's happening internally, something that happens at the office. And how do we stay open to the highest experience of love as we get activated, right? As these things pop up in our day-to-day life. So the Love Code Breath technique is 3 breaths: release, forgiveness, and gratitude. And when you combine it with your sandalwood essential oil, it helps to not only deepen the experience create greater immediacy of that benevolent response that you're looking for, but also make those connections within the subconscious as well as the brain to help repattern for a healthier experience and expectation of love in your lives. So the first breath is when we get triggered. And if you don't have your oil, that's okay. You can do this anywhere, even in line at the grocery store. So in that moment that you get triggered, you just take a deep breath in with the positive intention to let go. Because the longer we carry an emotion that doesn't feel good inside of our bodies and our minds, the more havoc it creates, so to speak, right? And that downward spiral of emotion that we all want to avoid. So when you take that breath in is with the intention to let go of whatever that feeling or thought is that's not serving you. And you're going to take that exhalation. So deep breath in, and then exhalation is letting go. Now, if you don't feel that response immediately, if you feel like you're still holding on to it, it's okay to take a few more breaths to release, because ultimately you want to feel that release in your muscles, in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. And then the breath of forgiveness is a breath in. It's not forgiveness for another person per se. It's bringing that energy of forgiveness into your being, because forgiveness paves the way for grace, and grace brings great solace, great tranquility into our lives, into our emotions, into our bodies. So that forgiveness really becomes like a healing balm through your system, your cells, and your body, your muscles. And then the last breath is a breath of gratitude, simply for the great courage and commitment to yourself to transform, to create a better experience and expression of your life in each moment, and your love that you're cultivating and creating for yourself and all of those in your tribe.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Adore, this has been so fabulous. As always, you add so much value when you come on here. And I can't wait to start experimenting with these oils in relation to these love languages. I think that's brilliant and such a great combination of these different tools that we have available to us. So thank you so much for being here. Now, I know you answered these questions last time you were here, but I always like to kind of hear how they've changed or stayed the same. And the first of our closing questions is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Excellent. Well, I drink a lot of water. Hydration is so key, not just for our physiology, because we're over 70% water, but for our mind and our spiritual connection to be fluid and optimized. So hydration for me is really important. I can tell when I'm not drinking enough water. I just feel fuzzy and a little more lethargic. So that's number one. And number two is movement. And I think this is so important, especially as we age, right? The body needs that movement to stay flexible, to feel that greater sense of vitality. So even if it's going outside for a walk, for a few minutes or popping onto my Peloton, movement is definitely key.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
One thing that we should ditch utterly, completely, is any way that we speak to ourselves unkindly. Any way that we are unkind, through our actions, through our thoughts, to the ways that we feel about ourselves. To me, that is one of the most powerful detoxifications that we can do, because we can eat all of the most healthy organic foods. But if we're not aware of how we talk to, how we treat, how we love and care for ourselves, how we're compassionate, kind, and forgiving, then all of that wonderful food isn't going to have the benefit that it could. And that's why loving ourselves no matter what is one of the most liberating ways that we can live fully and freely.
Well said. Well, Adora, this has been fabulous. Again, thank you so much for being here. You have so much to offer this world, my audience, in regards to not just aromatherapy and essential oils, but wellness and vitality in general. Tell us a little bit about the things that you do and the best way for people to get started in your world.
Sure. So if you visit thesoulinstitute.co, or of course you could just put adorawinquist.com in, you'll come to the Institute. And I have a big and beautiful vision for the Institute of evolving consciousness through the frequency of love and being able to activate over 25 million individuals or more to embody their soul purpose and thrive in all ways of living. So we have products from a custom formulation to some of my very new aromatherapy collections, vibrationally infused artisanal formulas. And the formulating is one of my great passions. I've been mixing oils for, gosh, almost 30 years now, which is quite incredible to remember, to acknowledge. So we have a whole host of products that can help all of your listeners release and open and embody their highest nature of being. We, of course, have a number of in-person programs, retreats. I've got some retreats focused on love coming up in Malibu this May, and our a beautiful yearly trip to southern France to follow the footsteps of Mary Magdalene. It's an aromatic spiritual journey where every day I work with oils and ceremony and meditation and crystals so we can access deeper levels of the divine feminine rising within us. And we also have a number of opportunities. I do a free meditation every week, every month. And we also have our alchemy library for all of your listeners that want more insight, more inspiration, more practical knowledge on essential oils, on crystals, on meditation, and these vibrational medicine techniques that can help us find greater relief and access the innate wisdom and truth that is held within each and every one of us.
I love that. We're going to put a link below for all of that for people to easily be able to connect with you. And thank you for your generous offer. I'm super excited for people to dive into all of that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely. This has been so much fun getting to chat with you again. And as always, thank you for spending your time with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate you.
Oh, such a pleasure, Samantha. You're such a delight, and I love what you're bringing to the world. It's so needed right now.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning into today's show. I appreciate you so much. It has been such a privilege to be here and speaking with you for the past 8+ years, getting to talk about this thing that I love that brings value to people all around the world who are interested in bettering their lives through health and wellness. We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, never forget, you are worth it.